The Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, Carpetman, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com. Tonight, the final home match of the season for the Braves. They come in with a record of 7-5, coming off a win over the Jersey Shore Bulldogs on Tuesday night. Their opponent this evening, 5-4, Milton Black Panthers. And tonight is also senior night, so before they get started with the wrestling action, they will bring in the seniors. Now, that will be short one. Doug Holman, who was not able to make it here this evening. They had an abbreviated senior night for him on Tuesday where they gave him the honor of being recognized. And I don't know if his parents got the gifts. They're going to be giving out flowers to the moms, and I'm not sure what it is for the dads. Joining me here, Matt Side, Bobby Supsik, and Bob, you just went through this. What did you get last year?
Cooley Cup.
Cooley Cup. Yeah, I got that, too.
A nice Cooley Cup,
yeah,
though.
It was a...
what do they call them? Yeti or...
Yetis.
Yeti,
yeah.
Yes.
To keep your beer can cool. Yeah, I got one, too. And I didn't have to go through the grind of being a dad. But they are going to honor the seniors here this evening, and it looks like they've got a color guard here as well from the JROTC, Shikellamy, with that program here at the high school. And, you know, like any of these, you know, Milton, you know everybody that's pretty much here. I saw you here a while ago talking with Joe Burke, who's an assistant coach at Milton.
He was on our wrestling team in the mid-'80s, and now he's an assistant coach with Milton.
Josh Ansbach, the head coach for Milton, and, you know, back when I first started doing this way back in 1986, Milton's coach was Bob Greenlee, and his assistant was Jerry Durr. Well, Greenlee's going to be the referee
here tonight. He's the official tonight, and I saw Jerry's back. He's the assistant coach on their junior high team now.
Yeah, so.
I did ask Joe. It is Jerry.
It is. Yeah, I knew that he was back. It's just that, since I started back in 86, my eyesight's not quite as good as it was, so. He was sitting over there with a hat on and his head down. So, and it looks like Jermez Herring, the first senior that they're bringing over, Isaiah Betts, going to be honored here this evening. And it looks like it's really cool. They're bringing little brothers and sisters along with them, so they get the thrill of being out there. So, who we have up next? We've got Evan Bingaman. Evan's had a great year for the Braves this year.
Yeah, that was a real nice win for Evan Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely it was. You know, he's been, a three-year starter at least? Maybe a four-year starter? I'm not sure.
No, he stayed in junior high as ninth grade.
Did he? Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to say I knew he was at least a three-year starter. And what a big improvement. I mean, he was like most sophomores. He couldn't get out of his own way.
Yeah, no, and, he's having a real solid year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goes to show you when you put your mind to it and work a little bit harder, good things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here comes the big guy, Nellie Fain, Connell Fain. And as I understand, his trail here was he wrestled for us a few years back, moved to Georgia.
He wrestled. I had him on our elementary team when he was in sixth grade. Then he moved away. And they just moved back into the district, I guess, this past summer.
Yeah, good addition for the Braves at heavyweight. But, boy, I wish we had him for another couple of years because you can see the improvement.
Yeah, he really improved from, you know, match one this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So
only four seniors.
Yeah, I guess that's all they're going to bring out tonight. So while they clear the mat, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back at the Lockup Gymnasium. The Braves out on the mat going through some light warm-ups. They were warming up in the mat room a little bit earlier. Had a little bit of a workout here, I understand, before weigh-ins as well.
That'll never hurt you.
No, No, get the sweat going.
Yeah, I mean, get the blood flowing.
I mean, how many wrestlers have we had that haven't really started to wrestle for the third period?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was going to say, I think your nephew was one that I suggested that he go about 10 minutes hard in a wrestling room, then come out and wrestle, because he didn't like to start until about the middle of the second period sometimes.
Yeah, really.
So, well, they've cleared the mat. The Milton Black Panthers have warmed up. They've got the JROTC color guard here for the national anthem this evening. Good crowd on hand for both the Braves and the Milton Black Panthers here for this midweek clash between the two.
Yeah, Milton actually brought some people for the gym for once.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, the last home match of the season for the Braves. Saturday we are on the road up to Bald Eagle area. We'll be taking on the Eagles and also Hollidaysburg, the Golden Tigers.
Please stand and rise for the play.
So while we await the start of this, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikelme Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you missed the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back at the Lockoff Gym, the Milton Black Panthers and the Shikellamy Braves. Let's take a look at what we believe to be this evening's starting lineup. At 132 pounds, where they will start, Cade Balestrania Jr. at 23-2, 8-16, junior Colton Taylor. At 138 pounds, the Braves will send freshman Gage Wolf to the mat. He is 1-3. Tough draw tonight for Gage. Chase Hoffman, a sophomore, at 17-10. 145 pounds, it'll be Drew Balestrini, a sophomore at 19-6, against Anthony Ayala, a senior at 8-13. 152, Jake Egan, a junior at 5-9, against 7-6, sophomore Jason Valadares. And at 160, Hermes Herring, a senior at 11-10, against 6-16, sophomore Nate Shaw. 170 pounds. It's Aben Ayala, I think. Will be the opponent for Isaiah Betts. Betts, a senior, at 8-13. And at 182, it will be Evan Bingaman for the Braves. And he will, looks like he'll be getting a forfeit. 195, Curtis Raker for the Braves, going to get a forfeit. 220 pounds, Adam Young, a sophomore for the Braves at 24-3. He'll be taking on Brent Mitch, a junior at 10-12, at 285 pounds. Connell Fain, a senior for the Braves, 6-11, will take on Nevin Rauch. Rauch is a junior at 23-7. At 106 pounds, Hunter Beaver, a sophomore at 8-13 for the Braves, will take on Zane Naus, a sophomore at 10-15. Damian Wolf will receive a forfeit at 113. At 120, Caleb Yoder, a freshman at 3-18, will take on sophomore Tyler Crawford at 20-9, and we will finish up at 126 with Colton Semko, a freshman at 8-19, against T.J. Walter, a sophomore at 17-9. And some of those weights for the Braves could be flip-flopped because Wolf and Yoder both weighed in at 113. I think we're going to see Wolf wrestle and Yoder probably take the forfeit. Also at 170, I think Bingaman and Betts weighed in at the same weight too, so we could see some flip-flopping. But
yeah,
that's what you're going to see is you're going to see Coach Egan look for the best guy for his guys, because with Milton giving up so many forfeits, that's when you want to go after your good competition. Milton has some kids in there.
Yeah, they do. Surprisingly, they had a lot of kids on their junior high team, too.
Yeah, and there's going to be two preliminary matches beforehand, and then our same two guys are going to wrestle two other guys from Milton. It's just that everybody's log jammed around 132, 138, so those guys have no space to get into the lineups.
Well, it looks like we got a heavier one, too, Jake Reedy coming out.
Yeah, Reedy is... I'm just going to go back here. I took a picture of the preliminaries. I'll tell you who they are. Or no, I didn't. Evan Kirk for Milton and Jake Reedy for Shikellamy. Jake has not gotten too many matches this year.
Yeah, it's hard practicing every day for a handful of matches throughout the year. Makes for a long year.
Yeah, it does. Braves are going to need him next year. Kirk shoots in on a leg. Reedy sprawls. Circles. Oh.
All he had to do was spin for two.
Yep, Reedy let him
just
free.
Couldn't get around.
Russells will lock up on their head. Kirk trying to drive Reedy backwards.
Now, did you notice I didn't criticize tonight's official?
No, you've probably known him all your life.
I have.
Yeah, I've known him a long time, too.
He's actually not a bad official either.
No, just an all-around good guy.
Yes, he is.
He wrestled for Milton back when I wrestled for Shikellamy, and then he wrestled for Bucknell.
Reedy got behind, but still yeah. No two-point takedown. They're still on their feet, and he lets them go.
Well, we should have had two takedowns by now.
And we're still scoreless.
Yep.
Well, there's a shot by the big guy from Milton.
Yeah, he shot before. And exactly what's happening is why you don't do that. Reedy pounding his head down into the mat.
Yeah, but he still can't get behind him.
Pounding his head in the mat and circling behind are two different things. Still can't isolate.
Can't back to their feet.
Can't isolate his hands.
And down to 5 seconds left. Looks like we're going to be scoreless at the end of the first.
Yes, it is. Let's see what Big Jake wants to do. Oh, no, it's Milton's. He's going to go down. That's the other thing you don't want to do.
No, sometimes hard to get all that weight off you.
Yeah.
Right, bye.
Yeah, you get there. You
he
go.
He comes to his feet right away, though.
You get
and
a pretty
he's
much,
out.
You get a pretty much stand up from there with big guys like that. 1-0 lead for Kirk from Milton.
And there's another single leg shot by Kirk.
Yeah, he's been pretty fearless because he's not really setting it up and he's not really changing his elevation. He's just kind of diving in at it.
He gets in, but he can't finish it, though, unfortunately. I should say fortunately for Reedy.
Yeah. Well, you know, for many years, I did play-by-play for Milton football for WMLP, one of WKOK's sister stations, and people would say, oh, well, you know, too bad you're not doing Shikellamy. It's closer. You know what? I could get to the Milton Stadium quicker than I could get to the Shikellamy Stadium.
Oh, he hits Reedy with Stalin.
Yep. Kirk in on a leg, elevates the right leg
this
in
the time
air.
He's got it up in the air, not down on the mat.
Yep.
They're at the edge of the mat, though. Oh,
trying
he does get the
down.
Two-point takedown now. Gets him back in towards the middle.
Wrestling action down at the Giant Center in Hershey. The double A's are complete. Let me go in here and I will.
I think Southern Columbia had a big win.
Yeah, they romped.
And I believe, did Muncie win also?
Muncie lost.
Oh, they did lose?
Yeah.
Oh, did they wrestled Saucon Valley, didn't they?
Yeah,
that's a tough draw first round.
Well, there we go. Trying to get the double A's. There we go. Hamburg, Hamburg area, a 38-34 win over Greenville. They will wrestle Chestnut Ridge, who is a 51-21 winner over Freedom area. Brookville area team we saw last weekend up in Du Bois, a 40-26 win over Lake Lehman. They will wrestle Southern Columbia. They beat Conneaut area 62-8. Burrell High School, 42-15 win over Newport. It was Newport that beat Danville on Monday night. And Burrell will wrestle Saucon Valley, who was a 38-22 winner over Muncie High School. So about a match and a half difference there with Saucon Valley and Muncie. Westmont Hilltop, a 47-18 win over Faith Christian Academy. And they will take on Reynolds, who was a 47-18 winner over Notre Dame Green Pond. So, you know, you got to look at Reynolds and Southern Columbia's.
They're the two favorites, no
doubt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, they were 1-2 last year, yeah. And I'd be very surprised if they're not 1-2 again this year.
Yeah, it's just going to be.
Hopefully, Southern can turn the tables on them this year.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I know they lost a couple of their bigger guys. Yeah. I have no idea really what Reynolds.
Reynolds is tough. They're solid year. You know, year in and year out.
I believe Casey Taylor, the coach out there.
Yes.
Casey was a multi-time state champion. We used to get to see them at the down at Mannheim in the Christmas tournament, but they were always tough down there too.
This was the first year in a long time that the Mannheim tournament did not happen.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that we didn't go; they didn't have it. We weren't gonna go, but
yeah, we pulled out. A lot of teams pulled out. Yeah. Yeah, it just wasn't the tournament that it used to be, unfortunately. Yeah. At one time, that was one of the premier tournaments in the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, we've got the second JV match on here. Who is this for Shikellamy?
Draper Buck. And I didn't catch, unfortunately, the wrestler from Milton's name.
No, I didn't either.
Well, there's a nice shot by Draper.
Yeah, nice.
Cutting it off to a double leg.
Head outside single to a double.
Oh, he finishes it with the half and puts him on his back.
Attacks ahead. Like we said, Draper, this is like 132, 138. He's in the middle of a heck of a log jam.
Yeah, we got
right
a log
there.
Jam through there.
I don't know that he's – I don't recall him wrestling too much JVs this year. I know.
No.
I know when they went down to Line Mountain, they got the guys a lot of extra matches. 3-point near fall for Draper.
I can remember, Steve, when I was in school, you had exhibition matches, then you've had a full JV match, then you had the high school match.
I was going to say, when I was in high school, you had to eliminate for the JV team.
Yeah, those days of 40, 50 kids on the squads are long gone, unfortunately, though.
Yep. Yeah, and it was definitely an honor to be either on the varsity or the JV because they had dark blue dress coats with the Shikellamy emblem sewed on the breast pocket. So to have one of those that you could wear to school and you could wear to the matches, that was big time. I wonder whatever happened to all those.
So Draper's got a 5-2 lead here at the end of the first period.
The elementary program wrapped up their season over the weekend, the Ivy League tournament here in the field house. Had always a big day of wrestling for the youngsters. I used to say young men, but the Braves anymore with a good number of young ladies wrestling for them. The Braves junior high with three ladies on the team, and the elementary program with a number of girls as well.
You know, some schools actually in high school now have started girls' teams.
The girls' wrestling, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I know they have a girls' state championship, and there's universities that are handing out scholarships.
They tell me right now that girls' wrestling is the fastest-growing sport in the country.
Yeah.
And in March... my son Noah, Cade, and a few other kids, we'd always go to a wrestling tournament in Virginia, the national tournament, and they're actually having a girls' division this year for the first time.
That's great.
It is. It's good for the sport. You know, a lot of girls are going to get an opportunity where, you know, before when they'd get to, you know, junior high and high school level, they'd quit, where now where they're getting their own teams, it's, you know, good for the sport.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's good for the girls, too, because, you know, I have two daughters. You know, I introduced them both to the sport. They were not interested. They were more interested in other sports. And I have granddaughters, one of them here tonight, and, you know, she doesn't have any interest in it. But I did that because, you know, wrestling teaches you life lessons you don't learn in any other sport other than maybe martial arts. And, you know, you can get out here and do this. And
like they said, if you can wrestle, you can succeed at anything.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, Draper Buck doing a pretty good job of succeeding because
He's locking his hands as you say that.
Yeah, well.
Because he's going to put him on his back, yeah. But unfortunately the official's going to stop it because of the penalty point.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll tell you what, he's looking impressive here tonight, moving very well, scoring some points, and now he's getting a little lock hands lesson.
A little lesson from Mr. Greenlee.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't actually physically lock his hands, but what happened was he was around the waist without an arm.
And unfortunately, even if they touch, it's still a penalty.
Didn't have an arm in there, so. And of course, you talk about some other wrestling opportunity, viewing opportunities tomorrow night on BTN, I think at 8:30. Penn State, Ohio State, number one, number two in the nation.
Oh, is that tomorrow night?
Yes, it is.
Now, that's out at Ohio State this year, I believe, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also believe Roman Bravo Young is to be back in the lineup.
Should be an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks ago you had Michigan knock off Ohio State,
yep.
And then last week you had Penn State handle Michigan.
Yeah. Well, they handled them when they got the killer's row.
Yeah, well, once you hit 157 for Penn State, you might as well. If you don't have a big lead, you're not going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's amazing when you think, too, they have a guy wrestling at heavyweight who beat out a two-time All-American. That's how deep they are.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. So
he just keeps – how he recruits all those kids is just amazing. And Draper actually gets the fall.
Yeah. Good match for Draper. He looked good there.
Yeah, he did.
Referee Greenlee saying a few words to him afterwards, and I think Draper knew what he did wrong. But that's good. You know, Bob, the longtime coach, using it as a teaching moment. Well, the captains come out. Looks like the Black Panthers have won the toss.
I don't think it really matters tonight as much as some other matches we may have been involved at.
That when you give up that many weights.
Yeah, I just saw a former Milton wrestler come in with his dad, Mr. Noah Stom, and his dad came in to join us for the evening.
I'm sure if we look around, Bobby Crawford's here too because his son.
Oh, yeah, he's the elementary coach for Milton.
I didn't see him.
He's back there.
Is he?
He's back there talking to Jerry Durr right now.
Oh, okay.
So you got the elementary coach and the junior high coach hanging around.
All right. Well, Bobby's son will be wrestling here this evening. So we will start at 132. Cade Balestrini, Jr., 23-2 for the Braves. Colton Taylor, a junior, at 8-16 for Milton. Talked to Cade a little bit before we got going here, and we talked about his chances in the postseason and what he was looking at. And Dully stuck under to a single, pressure on the knee, puts Taylor to the match. I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, when you get out to Altoona, you're going to get up against guys that aren't going to let you take that." Duck under 5 and 6 times in a row. He says, yeah I know.
Actually, I looked today at the rankings. There's a lot of shifting going on.
Yeah.
The kid from Erie Cathedral Prep that Cade was a little worried about at 138 actually moved up to 145, which surprised me.
Yeah, that was, he was talking about his chances at 38 and felt he was better at 32, which you're going to be as a later wrestler.
Well, personally, I think he could have made it out at both of them, but his chances are definitely better at 132.
Yeah, he just doesn't like.
There's that duck under again.
He's hit it 3 times now. Lets him up.
Tries an arm drag to it this time, but
he doesn't.
Unsuccessful. See, that's the mistake he's got to quit making against good kids. He shot from way too far out.
And he shoots to the back leg sometimes.
I've had this discussion with him too many times.
8-4. He's got Taylor moving around. Taylor doesn't know which way he's going.
No, he doesn't know which way he's up right now. Cade lets him go with 17 seconds. He better hurry. And he still gets
it. Yeah, he'll probably get 2 more takedowns here.
No, he'll keep him down here with 10 seconds to go. But he did rack up 6 takedowns there in the first period.
Yeah, all duck unders. 12-5, the lead. That is the end of the first period with Balestrini leading by 7. Second period wrestling. Taylor going to go down on the mat. Balestrini hands in the optional start. Let's see if he lets him go or if he torments him a little bit. And yeah, lets him up.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to let him up.
Duck under by Balestrini.
He called me Sunday morning and he said, well, what'd you think of my performance from Saturday being the first time down? I said, you know, other than the headlock he got hit with, he looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another takedown that wasn't quite a duck under. It was just that he had Taylor going the opposite way.
There, he just snaps him down,
yeah,
spins behind.
Goes. Takes him down again. 18-8. Now 18-9, going to let him up again. And takes him right
takes
down
him
to the
back
mat.
Down right, yeah. Again.
Taylor thought he was going to go off and get a breather, and he takes him down.
That's all 10 takedowns, too. He must be trying for the most takedowns award for the year.
Well, I think he's got it.
I would think he probably does. I'd be surprised if he didn't.
Yeah. Duck under.
Come on, Kate. Go to something different.
Yeah, gotta work on some new stuff.
Yeah, you know you can do that. And he does it again.
Does it again. Duck under
again.
What do we got here? 26-13. Turks
That's
the legs.
28-13.
So,
a 14 takedown performance.
In 225. So the Braves out on top by the score of 5-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you missed the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available too for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
And we are back. 138, Gage Wolf, a freshman for the Braves at 1-3. Chase Hoffman, a sophomore at 17-10.
This should be a pretty good matchup here.
Yeah, I remember seeing this kid last year as a freshman and thinking, kid's got some stuff.
There's a nice duck under to a single leg.
Yep, elevates the right leg into the air, pressure down on the knee. Switches to a double, two-point takedown.
Nice two-point takedown.
Chase Hoffman. Places the leg in on the right side.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yep, Gage clears it, comes to
Gage
a base.
Gets out of it.
Has to looking for hand control. Turns and escapes. 2-1 lead for Chase Hoffman.
Back to their feet. There's a nice
double leg
attempt by.
Oh, yep. Now he's going to get up.
Oh, there he. Oh. Nice. He dropped his level. Nice. Just couldn't finish
it. Yeah, couldn't get his hips underneath him and lift. But a nice double leg shot by Gage Wolf. He's going to go after the legs again, this time without setting anything up.
Nah, too far out.
Yeah, Hoffman with a front head and arm.
Got to remember, if you're not within arm's length, you shouldn't be shooting.
Time running down, 5 seconds to go.
And he gets a two-point takedown.
A roll through.
And he gets two near fall at the end.
Yeah, with about 4 seconds to go. That front head and arm roll for the takedown and two near fall points.
Wolf got caught looking at the clock.
Yep. Should be 6-1. Yeah, they changed it. 6-1 lead for Chase Hoffman over Schicklemy's.
See, it just goes to show you can't let up for a second.
Wolf will start on top of the referee's down position. Trying to get on the wrists of Hoffman, now chops him down. Hoffman stands.
Back to his feet, and he gets out.
And Wolf tried to drop to the leg, but Hoffman stepped away, and a 7-1 lead for Gage Hoffman. Or excuse me, Chase Hoffman.
Gage has got to get his... He's a lot better when he's on the offense, and lately he just hasn't been penetrating like he usually does.
I'm going to say he's got a big, juicy right leg hanging out there if he sets it up. He had that nice double leg shot in the first period. Back in the center.
There's a nice single leg attempt. Oh, he keeps trying to. If you can get in on that single, don't cut to the double right away.
Yeah, it looked like he got a little nervous and bailed pretty quickly.
Yeah, he could have. It looked like he could have had that secured up in the air and then tried to drop to the double, and unfortunately to no avail.
Hoffman with a front head and arm, and they go off the edge of the mat. 46 seconds to go in the second period. 7-1, Chase Hoffman of Milton with the lead.
Milton got a young team. I think, what, they only have one senior in their lineup.
Ayala. Yes, that is. That's it.
Now, there's Gage in on a nice single leg. He's got to get his head up, though. You can't get your head buried. He's only got 15 seconds here to finish this.
Hoffman doing a good job of tying him up.
There's a nice duck.
He loses it. Oh, unbelievable. Less than a second to go. This is a good exchange between the two.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not that Gage is not wrestling a good match. He just got hit with that four-pointer there at the end of the first period. And
That's a big difference in the match.
Yeah, he's fighting from a deficit.
Now, he escaped there in the first period. I don't know why you wouldn't have taken the down position here.
Yeah, because he's just about got thrown in on the leg and driving in on Hoffman. Hoffman with a double underhook rolled him through to his back foot off the mat.
He's too flat-footed. He's got to keep those feet moving. He's too flat-footed.
Yeah, both of them are.
Another single-leg attempt here by Wolf. Got it up in the air, but he's got to finish it. There, now he finally finishes one. Now he's down 7-3 with 1:05 to go.
Yeah, they're trying to tell him, let him up, go some takedowns.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of work to do here with 58 seconds to go, and he's down 8-3. There's another single leg.
Bumps ahead, goes for the leg. He doesn't pull it in quick enough, and Hoffman gets his hips and slides the leg free.
Time ticking away, too.
Hoffman with the front head and arm tries to throw him by.
And they go off the side of the mat. Seconds to go, trailing 8-3.
Still scrapping.
Oh, yeah.
This is a long way to go. And if you look, 8-4, that throw at the end of the first period.
Right there at the end. He just relaxed for one, for a second there at the end of the first period and got hit with 4 points. And right now, that's the difference in the match. They go out of bounds with 3 seconds left. So this is going to be tough to overcome here.
8-4 win for Hoffman. That'll make the team score Shikellamy 5, Milton 3. We'll be back with the 145-pounders right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
145 pounds, Drew Balestrini for the Braves, sophomore 19-6. Anthony Ayala, and Ayala shot in on the leg of Balestrini right away, but Balestrini comes around behind, gets under the arms, and gets the takedown.
Got the leg in awkwardly, though. He's got to get that out.
Yeah.
As he's trying there, he does, and slips it out and gets behind.
Now it's a nice, clean takedown. Ayala didn't show him any respect at all. He came right in and went after him. Bar arm left by Balestrini. Ayala tries to come to his knees. Bar arm right by Balestrini. Looks like he's reinforcing it.
Yeah, he's going to say he's got to get off his knees. Now he does. Starts that pressure forward on his toes. Now he's going for the tilt.
Yep, there you go. Kicks the legs over.
Oh, nothing.
Ayala comes back to his base real quick. He's got the bar sunk.
He's got to get it in a little deeper, though. There, now he does. Reinforces it.
Tries to pull Ayala over, and this time
there
does.
He got some back points
gonna
now.
Get some points coming off the edge of the mat. Three near fall points. And a 5-0 lead for Drew Balestrini.
Yeah, he kept with it. Persistence paid off there. We got 32 seconds left in the opening period.
We got a false start. Gonna warn Balestrini. Balestrini with a tight waist. Chops off in the right arm, breaks him down. Trying to get up under and bar again. Now just goes tight waist. Not going to dump him over with a tight waist very much.
No, it's a little difficult.
He gets a 2-on-1 on the right arm, pulls him over again.
Yeah, he's going to pick up two near fall, I believe.
Yeah.
No, he didn't give it to him. I thought he got the second count in, but apparently not.
5-0, Balestrini leads Anthony Ayala. I don't remember him in the lineup last year.
Who, Ayala?
Yeah.
I don't recall either.
Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Anthony Ayala on top. Balestrini comes to his feet. Ayala tries
to throw the leg in. It's going to get a potentially dangerous call. Not a good move.
No.
Off the whistle there by Drew.
No. Just stays on his base. Now comes to his feet. And gets the arm of Ayala.
It's going to be.
He's not going to get it. As long as he's not.
He got that leg back in.
Ayala, he had him over on his side off the edge of the mat, dug his toes in, but Ayala just kept enough control with that other leg. And now Ayala's going to just let him up. So 6-0 lead for Balestrini.
That move surprised me a little there.
Yeah, I mean, you fought so hard. He was able to ride him.
Yeah. Now they're locked up head-to-head.
Yeah. Well, he just saw his brother get, 10, 12 duck unders, 14 duck unders. You got to figure he and the little brother probably worked on that in the living room a time or two.
Oh, I'm sure.
And Balestrini with a double trying to dump Ayala to the mat. Ayala doing a good job of hanging on. upper body. Balestrini not able to get it.
Nothing yet.
No, he's working that. Oh, just about had that arm pulled over. And
he's got to pop his head out, which he's trying. Ah, got caught grabbing the singlet.
Yep. Well, Ayala was awful close to scissoring that head, too.
Yeah.
But, boy, he kept his head clamped in there without doing that. 6-1 lead for Balestrini.
38 seconds to go here in the period.
Balestrini going to drive Ayala across the mat.
And they go out of bounds.
I think Allen has him a little frustrated. Looks for a low single. Catches the arm. Trying to barrel roll him, but boy, he's having a tough time getting Allen over. Allen's a big, strong kid. He's really lanky, too. Still has the arm for the barrel roll, but.
He let it go. You're going to get a stalemate call out of it.
Just couldn't tuck it under. Center circle, they lock up.
That's going to be the end of the period.
Yep, 6-1 lead for Drew Balestrini.
And they're going to stay neutral for the start of the third period.
Balestrini needs to figure this kid out. I mean, he's going at him straight on now. He's not going to get it that way, but he's frustrated him. You can see it.
Yeah, Drew's a little frustrated tonight.
I'm going to try working on the head. Ayala with a leg.
And they step out of bounds. They step on the line, yep. So they're back in the center.
They lock up.
Not much movement by either one.
Yeah, neither wrestler looking for an angle.
No, they're just coming straight at each other. Still tied up head to head.
Ayala trying to work a Russian in on the right side of Balestrini.
There's Drew with a nice double leg. He's in deep here.
Yep. With that.
There's a 2-point takedown.
With the Russian, he just dropped in on the leg, picked up a double. Bunched his legs up and tackled him to the mat. 8-1 lead. They're trying to let him, tell him to let him up so they get another takedown. Right now it's just a regular decision.
Yeah, they're trying. He thinks maybe he can turn him.
He hasn't been able to get anywhere near it.
No, now he lets him go, but there's only 25 seconds to go, so he's got to pick up a quick takedown here.
8-2. Got to attack. Looks for a leg. Ayala sprawls. He's too long to get those legs that way.
Yeah. Oh, there's
now,
him.
Yeah, now he steps in. Steps in, gets a leg. Ayala up under the arm, tries to pull him over.
There's a 2-point takedown.
Balestrini pops
ahead. He's going to get back points out of it also.
Pop the head, and when he did that, Ayala was laying on his back. 3-point near fall. And moments ago, it was just a regular decision. Now it's a major decision, 13-2. 9-3 lead for the Braves. As we head into 152, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com, Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
And we are back 152 pounds. It'll be Baron Emmerich for the Braves. He is a junior sophomore, Jason Valadares. He is 7-6. And we are just underway. It was choice between Emmerich and Jake Egan. And as I look through, I don't think they're going to move Egan in because it would mean moving one of the seniors out of the lineup. And
yeah, I don't
they're
think.
Not, yeah, they're not going to do that.
I don't think Mike's going to do that tonight.
Yeah. Valadares with a blast double.
Barron's so lanky, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks more like Ayala just did. Tall, tall, leggy, basketball-looking player guy.
Yeah.
Valadares a little shorter, stockier, very muscular.
Well, they're both going at it, but right yeah. Again, though, they're coming straight at it. You got to create that angle.
Tied up tightly on the head. Not a whole lot of motion in between there because they're both tied so tight.
Come off the edge of the mat right in front of us.
Back in the center, they lock up again.
There's Barron with a...
Yeah, he's going straight in.
Yeah, you can't go straight.
And Valadares going to make him pay with that front headlock. Circles to the side, circles. Emmerich back up on all fours.
Oh, he's
yeah, Valadares took a big jump, tried to get around.
Yeah, still nothing.
Now Emmerich steps up. Valadares with it. He got a front headlock and an underhook. He's trying to elevate him.
And no, he's not going to. No. I thought from there for a second he's going to go. Barron's still in on a single.
He didn't drop to his butt fast enough to get any momentum. That is the end of the first period. 0-0.
Barron chooses down. Scoreless still at the end of the first.
Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Valadares on top. Goes to work with a 2-on-1 on the left arm of Barron Emmerich.
Got to get your head off the mat. Good things don't happen when your head's on the mat.
Valadares doing a good job of keeping his weight forward on Emmerich. Now he breaks into his stomach. Looks like he's got that 2-on-1 still. And he's 1-on-1 on each arm. Emmerich clears the left arm. Presses back to his base.
Still keeping his head on the mat, though. Got to get up.
Now 2-on-1 by Valadares as he tries to pull Emmerich over to his side. Emmerich to his knees. Valadares doing a good job of riding those wrists.
He keeps trying for that 2-on-1 tilt.
Doesn't have it very tight, though.
No, you got to get that tighter.
30 seconds to go.
Barron clears his arms, but
stands.
He's up. They're going to go
Valadares,
off the edge of the mat.
Valadares. Valadares saw that white line and tossed him over.
He's only got 21 seconds to go.
Still scoreless. Just come to your feet. That kid's going to get all of his weight forward on you again. Tight waist. Comes up under the left arm. Now reaches across the body. Catches the left arm, pulls it way underneath.
Now we're going to be scoreless here at the end of the second. I'd be real surprised if Milton doesn't choose the bottom position. And they do.
Now, can Emmerich ride him? Well, Coach Egan asked him. He says, I want to hold him down a while.
Well, we'll see what happens. Oh, nice move.
Yeah, right.
Nice move off the whistle.
Right off of the mat to his feet.
And he gets the 1 point escape. No, he didn't give it to him yet.
No.
Now Barron's still in control. If they can get off the edge of the mat.
Still has a
now he's got it. Yeah. Now he's got it.
comes to his feet. 1 point escape for Valadares. Center circle. Oh, Valadares blasts right in on the legs of Baron Emmerich, but they go off the edge of the mat. It blasted too hard.
Baron's tough to take down.
Yeah.
He's so long and lanky. Oh, he got poked in the eye.
Got to get those thumbless gloves. Holding his right eye. Enough to get him checked out. .125 to go in the third period. 1-0. The lead for Jason Valadares of Milton over Shikellamy's Baron Emmerich. The Rays leading 9-3. We'll wrestle two more matches, and then the Braves will receive two forfeits. Who's wrestling where? Oh. Two wrestlers weighed in at 160, Jermez Herring and Isaiah Betts. So we'll see who goes out. Back underway. Valadares and Baron Emmerich.
They go off the edge of the mat again.
Yep. Neither close to a takedown.
Now there hasn't been a whole lot of scoring opportunities for either one.
No.
And they go off the edge of the mat again.
Say Valadares with an arm drag had a leg on Emmerich but ran out of space. And Valadares looked like he wanted a leg on Emmerich. Emmerich reshot. And they come back to their feet neutral.
Oh, there's a nice double leg by Valadares.
Yep.
And he does get the two-point takedown.
Blast double. Dumps Baron Emmerich to his butt. And Emmerich bellies out. 3-0 the lead for Valadares. And Emmerich going to be warned for stalling on the bottom.
Yeah, when you clam up down there, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, he pulled his arms in underneath and got hit for stalling. 20 seconds. Valadares right side. Looks like he's got the, I don't know. It's Emmerich hanging onto his arm.
Yeah.
I thought Valadares had a wrist. But that's the way it'll end. That is the end of the third period. Jason Valadares, a big third period takedown and an escape. Wins 3-0, 9-6 in favor of the Braves over the Milton Black Panthers. 160 pounds coming up next. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now, that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
And we are back, 160 pounds. It looks like it's going to be Isaiah Betts. Jermez Herring still with his warm-ups on. Betts looks like he's ready to go, so I think that's who it's going to be for the Braves. Either guy is a sophomore or a senior, so this is their last home meet tonight. As I mentioned before, the Braves on the road Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. They take on Hollidaysburg first, the Golden Tigers, followed up by the Eagles of Bald Eagle area, and that match traditionally has been a barn burner. Hollidaysburg, not so much. But Hollidaysburg's got some hammers. They got a couple of state qualifiers
there that
are really good. Bald Eagle area is one of the very few teams with a long-running series that the Braves do not have a winning record against. I think they are the only team that, when Coach Lockoff retired, he had a losing record against them.
Yeah, unfortunately, over the years, we didn't fare well against Bald Eagle.
But, boy, there were some great matches.
Yeah, they were.
160 pounds, Isaiah Betts, a senior at 8-13. I believe he said, was it Nate Shaw?
Yes.
Sophomore at 6-16. The two clash and they go off the edge of the mat.
They're just pushing each other now. And Mr. Greenlee having a little talk with both of them.
Gee, do you think he recognizes two high school boys that are just about ready for some fisticuffs?
How long did he coach Milton? Long time,
well,
wasn't it?
Yeah, from the 80s until about 5-6 years ago. Mid-80s, something like that. He took over for Dale Cochran.
I was going to say he had to be there a good 20 years, don't you think?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very least. You know, I think about some of the matches that Shiklemy had when he was a coach. One that really comes in mind, and I actually talked to Jeff Walter about this. It was Jeff's first year, and I'm trying to remember how it was. He had a kid that, for instance, was a 130-pounder, but he weighed him in with the 135-pounders, and back then it didn't matter. It only mattered what you weighed.
Yeah.
And he put the kid out at 130, and Jeff wasn't ready for it, and they ended up winning. He really snookered him.
Off the edge of the mat again, still no score, 43 seconds left in the opening period.
I can remember another particular time when they started at 103 and he weighed in two 103-pounders, and I pretty much knew what he was going to do, and I know that he knew what he was going to do. And I said, Bob, you weighed in two 103-pounders here. I said, you know what you're going to do? He said, yeah, but I'm not telling you. Two-point takedown.
Yeah, Betts gets the two-point takedown near the edge of the mat, and they go out.
23 seconds. So, yeah, I mean, we've had a good relationship with these guys for a number of years. Shaw to his feet. Betts picks an ankle, breaks him down. Puts his weight forward. Trying to stretch him out. That is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Shiklemy's Isaiah Betts.
And Betts is going to choose top here in the second period.
Stands.
Then he tries to get his leg in. Yep. And he does actually get it in. Back to the mat. Oh, getting a little sloppy, getting a little high.
Drop to his hip. Now he's going to try and elevate him over.
Yeah,
they
sloppy,
go off the edge of the mat. Yeah. He's trying to be the big hero there with a front head and arm, but elevating him from his butt. Shaw turns in underneath. Betts, head and arm lock, pulls him back, and got a one count.
He did give him two.
Okay, I didn't see him holding that. But then Shaw turned and just about reversed him, but Betts got back on top. I was never a big fan of parallel pinning combinations.
No.
It just makes you the log that could end up
usually,
on the bottom.
Usually not going to turn out very well.
Yeah. Shaw reaches back, takes a head of Betts. Betts flattens him back on the mat. Betts with a 4-0 lead. Shaw back to his knees. Betts right side.
Oh, he's going to go.
Yeah, getting high.
Yeah.
And they come up to it.
He does get out. Oh, and
over under hook.
Oh, he tries to throw him and ends up on his back with Betts in a very tight here. And there he gets the ball.
3:32 of the second period. Big move gone wrong for Nate Shaw.
Yep.
15-6, the Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Well, that doesn't, I don't like that.
No.
Evan Bingaman goes to the mat at 170 for the Braves.
And they forfeit to him.
Yeah, and Milton forfeits to him. And now the Braves with nobody to put in there.
So now we forfeit to that.
That doesn't do either wrestler any good.
Wrestle.
Yeah. So that makes it 21-6 and now 21-12.
Yeah, you should have wrestled there. Yeah, that's not a popular decision with me. Though.
No, not me either. And now the Braves are going to get another forfeit at 195.
Yep.
Curtis Raker. And, the hole there in the middle for Milton is the Rodriguez brothers, John and Josh.
Yeah, they moved to Midwest School District this year.
Yeah, the story was that the coach told us was that the home they were living in was heavily damaged by rains. In the fall, they had to redo the foundation, so they had to move out. Found a place out in Middleburg. So, where are we at? 220 pounds. Adam Young, sophomore, 24-3. Junior Brent Mitch at 10-12. Scored 27-12 in favor of the Braves. Young looks for a leg on Mitch. Mitch Sprouls comes back to his feet. Brent Mitch with the 10-12 record, but he hasn't wrestled for Milton in a couple of weeks. Tie up, break apart. Again on their feet, they lock up.
Be interesting to see if Adam stays at 220 or decides to move to heavyweight for the postseason.
Yeah, I know. He talked a little bit about both.
220 stacked in our region.
It is. Nice deep double leg or single leg head inside single. Breaks Mitch to the mat. Looks for the head.
Oh, he's got him.
And
tight.
He puts Mitch on. Mitch.
No, he gets out of it.
Yeah,
he did get a 2-point back point, but he got it. That looked like it was going to be tight.
Yeah. He attacked the head quickly. 4-0 lead for Adam Young. Of course, if he goes to heavyweight, he's got Mr. Kawan DeBoe from Erie Prep there to look at. He is third or fourth, I think, nationally the last time I looked.
Yeah. And he's a big individual.
Oh, he is.
He is a big individual.
Yep.
He probably has to lose weight to make 285.
Bar arm on the left arm by Adam Young.
Run out of time.
Yes, he does. 4-0 the lead for Adam Young after a period of wrestling. Boy, and you go back to that double forfeit that absolutely did not have to be.
No, that I didn't like.
You know,
both wrestlers weigh in at 170. They forfeit to us at 170. So then because of Evan weighing in at 180 or 170, we don't have an 82. And they bumped theirs up to forfeit. That's does neither one of them any good.
Nope. Now Young puts Mitch to his back right away and pins him. 2 minutes and 11 seconds of the second period, the time of the fall for Adam Young. That'll give the Braves a 33-12 lead. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
285 pounds, Canel Fain for the Braves, senior 6 and 11, 23 and 7, junior Nevin Rauch. And boy, Fain has
Nelly, he's
Rauch.
Going for
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, but he gets it.
Oh, and he body locks him, throws him. Who gets their hips up?
Oh.
It is Rauch.
No
Fain still
yet,
has
though.
A leg. Fain back to his feet. Wow.
That was a nice flurry for a heavy.
Yeah. Race. I'm afraid he's going to use all his energy in the first 30 Ooh. Seconds of the match.
He is entertaining.
Yeah,
I'll give him
is.
That much. It's a shame he didn't move back here a couple years ago.
Man, he's like a truck when he comes after you.
That's a nice double leg by a heavyweight.
Yeah. He did change his elevation nicely, got in on the legs. 2-point takedown by Nevin Rauch.
That was a nice double leg by a heavyweight. Right
yeah,
there.
That was. I can see where these big boys weighed in at.
Unfortunately for Nelly, this is probably Milton's best wrestler so far this year. He's having a solid year for him.
258 versus 282. Rauch is 258. Underhook. Notice that referee Greenlee keeping a good distance. He wasn't going to have to try and catch those guys.
Nah, I don't know if I'd want to either. Nelly back in, locking up.
Yeah.
Get that bear hug on. Time runs out.
2-1 lead for Nevin Rauch of Milton over Nelly Fain. I wasn't so much worried about him. I wanted him to save us. I don't think that's what he was thinking, though. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Rauch on the bottom. He is set. Fain looks over. What should I do? Should I let him up? And just wrestle him. Rauch up on all fours.
Yeah.
Stands. And an easy escape for Nevin Rauch.
Yeah, Nelly definitely wants to be on his feet here.
Yeah. Going to do a couple head fakes. Rauch ties up on the head. Again, a double. Didn't change his elevation as much. And Fain caught an arm.
Oh, Nelly throws him to his back. Maybe
no,
not yet.
Rauch's trying to
not
pull
yet.
Him over.
Oh, and Rauch,
now Rauch
does
gets
get him.
Yeah. That was Rauch's move all the way.
Yeah,
and
he gets
him.
The fall.
239. The time of the fall for Nevin Rauch. That'll make the score 33-18 in favor of the Braves. And we'll be back with the little guys right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
And we are back for 106, but let's quickly take a look at what's going on at the state team championships. The first round of AA done. Council Rock South High School 39-15 over Hazleton. They will wrestle Dallas Town, which was a 40-23 winner over Father Judge. Moving down, Seneca Valley, a 35-24 win over District 6 champion Mifflin County. They will take on perennial state champion Bethlehem Catholic, who wiped up Boyertown 57-9. And that means right now the Stonesgrove Seals and the Concrete Kids of Northampton are in action. Let's see if we can get any, see where that stands. They were supposed to start it.
Go back. I think Matthews was on there.
Did I miss him completely? Yeah, there we go. Okay, 113 pounds. Alexander Hanley of Northampton, a technical fall over Hayden Gogler. Aiden Gogler. At 120, what do we got? Sam Hanley with a fall over C.J. Boyer. Meanwhile, out on the mat.
Now they did get a two-point takedown.
Yep. Zane Naus, a sophomore at 10 and 15. Against Hunter Beaver, a sophomore at 8 and 13. And Naus with the takedown. You keep an eye on that. I'll check and see, find some more results here. 126, Blaze Wagner, a fall over Carter Horton. So that's what, 12, 17. Yeah, 17-0, the Seals trailing.
Naus has both his legs in. Beaver trying to get up on all fours to no avail yet.
The Seals losing 17-0 to the Concrete Kids. Northampton, the District 11 runner-up to Bethlehem Catholic. And Bethlehem Liberty, who's been ranked number one through the last couple of weeks, didn't even qualify.
No.
The District 11 definitely back.
Oh, that District 11's brutal.
Yeah, just when you think they're going to have it off here, hey, they don't.
No. But the way Bethlehem Catholic is, they should put them in with the National Prep Tournament.
Well, there has been some further discussion. Right now, 2-0 the lead for Zane Naus over Hunter Beaver.
Because you have the number one kid in the country at 145, Ryan Anderson, wrestling for Bethlehem Catholic, and he lives in New Jersey.
Close by. Naus had Beaver over on his back. He'll pick up 3 points at the buzzer, so the score 5-0. Naus of Milton over Hunter Beaver of Shikellamy. A couple years ago, I was involved in an interview with Dr. Lombardi, and the question was asked, was there any thought in separating the parochial schools? And he said, absolutely not. There actually is a state law that was passed in 1973 that said that they cannot be excluded. But I do also know that in the last probably 9 months, there has been a very active movement by the public schools to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it stands.
Well, it's just like look at Erie Cathedral Prep. You know,
yeah.
that's an all boys private school.
Yep.
And you know, you can't tell me that there's not kids from over the state line that you know come to wrestle there.
Well, Naus with a bar on the right arm of Hunter Beaver.
Oh, yep. Beaver's
in
trouble.
Beaver on his back, and he bends him.
Fall.
240. Naus with the fall.
He took top for a reason there.
Yep, 33-24 in favor of the Braves, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars. customers
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Dan, we are back. 113 pounds, Caleb Yoder getting the forfeit for the Braves, 39-24. We now have Damian Wolf, a junior for Shikellamy at 7-14, and Kyler Crawford. And Crawford, a takedown, lets him up, takes him down again, lets him up again. So the score quickly 4-2 in favor of Kyler Crawford. And another takedown for Crawford. And he lets Wolf up again. So it's 6-3.
Mr. Crawford's got some big shoes to fill.
Wolf.
Oh, Wolf with
in
a
on
nice,
the leg.
Nice single. Oh,
yep.
Look at that.
He puts him in the shallow cradle
and pins him.
Yep,
wow.
101. He let him in there for a reason. 101, the time of the fall with the Chalice cradle. So the score now 39-30 in favor of the Braves. The final match coming up. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
And we are back, 126. Colton Semko, a freshman for the Braves, 8-19, 17-9. Sophomore T.J. Walter. Walter comes out, shoots right in on a real nice double-leg shot on Semko. But in the scramble, Semko comes out on top with a takedown.
Yeah, that was a nice scramble.
Yeah, that was impressive for the young freshman. 2-0 lead with a minute 23 to go. Well, I think some of the concern we were talking about the parochial schools isn't so much in wrestling as it is, first of all, in basketball, secondly, in football.
Yeah.
Well, in basketball, there were cases where there were kids that competed in their state tournaments in Maryland, transferred to a Pennsylvania school, and then competed in the Pennsylvania tournament.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Walter with a reversal on Semko, so we're tied at two.
Tied
apiece.
At two with a minute to go here in the opening period.
But if you look at a school like Erie Cathedral Prep, they were in the state. They went deep into the state playoffs in football as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at their website, you want to send your kid there, you're going to spend $70,000 doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not free.
No. They do have some impressive academic credentials, though. All right, now Walter getting
a little high,
yeah.
But he's almost got Semko.
Yeah,
that's
slap the head of
half
Nelson. Semko pulls the leg
top.
Oh, now he gets in a better position. Semko working on the leg of Walter.
He's got to get that leg up over his head.
And it's on the same side that Walter has the half Nelson.
Yeah.
Tied at two.
And what, we got 7 seconds left, and it looks like that's the way the period's going to end.
So a 2-2 tie after one period of wrestling.
Three-two lead. for Walter. He's in on a deep double.
Yep. Semko upside down looking for an ankle.
Oh, no, they're going to scramble again.
They are.
See what happens now, because you never know who's going to come out on top in these.
Whoever gets their hips up.
And right now, Walters is going to win that battle.
Semko didn't have a real tight hold on the legs.
Now you got to get that elevated more.
Yeah, it was a time when somebody shot in your legs, you sprawled back. Now you dive over the back of them and grab between the legs.
Yeah.
Create some exciting situations, that's for sure. 5-2 lead for T.J. Walter of Milton.
To me, though, that's how a lot of knees get torn, too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a big fan of it. Now Semko catches the leg coming in, but now he's going to get back points. He is holding, too.
Yeah, pulls him over. He's got
the half. He's got that tight now, too.
He did that crab ride. I'll guarantee you Bobby Crawford taught him that.
I would think so.
He's got Semko tight. Semko.
Semko's fighting.
Yeah, he is. He is. A lot of time, though. 45 seconds.
That's a long time to fight off your back.
There's
the fall.
3 minutes and 20 seconds of the second period. The time of the fall for T.J. Walter. That'll make the final score Shikellamy 39 and Milton 36. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
And we are back. The Braves move to 8-5 on the season as they beat the Milton Black Panthers 39-36. Have two more matches before the teams go home. Jake Reedy wrestling again. And then I think Draper Buck's going to wrestle again. But the Braves, you know, we got to go back to that double forfeit at 70 and 82.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really didn't make any sense.
No, that made absolutely no sense to me.
No. You know, if anything.
Now, if the match would have came down to it, okay. But at that point, it didn't look like it was going to, you know, put the kids on the mat, let them wrestle.
I don't know. You know, maybe Coach Hans Bach thought he could come back with a bunch of pins there, because he definitely had the upper hand in a bunch of those weights. But.
Yeah.
You know, he was probably looking at thinking he was going to get six at heavyweight. Six. Well, he probably figured he could get 24 points there.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that extra forfeit, that really killed him too. So, but at any rate, the Braves with a 39-36 win tonight. I have an idea. We might not get Mike over here to talk to us, so we'll just take a look at how things went here this evening. 132 pounds, Cade Balestrini came out and got a technical fall over Colton Walter, put the Braves out on top 5-0, and they led the whole way.
Yeah.
And Milton never threatened them. 138 pounds, Chase Hoffman and Gage Wolf. That was a good battle.
Yeah, that was a good match.
At 138. And, you know, Wolf a freshman and Hoffman a sophomore. They're going to see each other again because they'll build a lot alike. 8-4 win for Hoffman. 5-3 the score in favor of the Braves. 145 pounds. Drew Balestrini comes out. Takes him a bit of time to get going against Anthony Ayala. Ayala, a tall, muscular young man. Balestrini tried to attack him from out front. At the end of the match, Balestrini, with a big four-point move, ends up with a 13-2 major decision. 9-3 the Braves on top at that point. 152 pounds, Baron Emmerich and Jason Valadares, and it is Valadares with a 3-0 win over Emmerich. That tightens the score to 9-6. But then Isaiah Betts, the senior in, you know, what Coach Lockoff would have said, his final debut. Betts in his final debut, a second period fall over Nate Shaw. 15-6. That seemed to crack it open for the Braves. 170 pounds.
This is where
it's
not popular with us.
Nope, Evan Bingaman, they put him out on the mat. Avin Ayala weighed in at 170. They could have had a match there. Ayala, a sophomore at 13-3, so experience-wise, certainly not with Bingaman. But you know what? The kid won 13 matches. You think you'd want to put him out there and test him a little bit. But they forfeit to Bingaman. So the Braves have to forfeit to Ayala because they don't have anybody to put in there.
Not just because of the way we weighed kids in tonight.
Yeah, Bingaman weighed in at 160. So double forfeit there at 70 and 82. And then Milton also has to forfeit to Curtis Raker at 195 pounds. Adam Young comes out and wrestles a tough Brent Mitch. You know, Mitch at 10 and 12, and, you know, he's a full 220-pounder, pretty big, strong kid. But Adam gets the fall in 211. The Braves up 33-12 at that point. 285 pounds, probably the most entertaining match of the
evening. I was just going to say, that was entertaining.
Yeah, it was like going to a like a Mack Truck Demo Derby between Nevin Rauch and Connell Fain. But Rauch with, you know, just so much more experience than what Nelly
has. The experience caught up to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he tossed Fain and pinned him in 239. 33-18 in favor of the Braves. 106 pounds, couple of sophomores, but it was Zane Nouse with a 2 minute and 40 second fall over the Braves. Hunter Beaver, 33-24. Caleb Yoder, the freshman for the Braves, gets a forfeit at 113, 39-24 at 120 pounds. Kyler Crawford, you know what, the old man watching him here tonight, he's got to be smiling with the way Kyler wrestled. Wolf went after him, but Kyler just had his way with him.
Too many moves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He strung together quite a few moves. 101, the time of the fall, 39-30. And then at 126 pounds, T.J. Walder with a Bob Crawford-type crab ride, half Nelson, step to the side, pin Semko in the second period. And the final score, Shiklemy 39 and Milton 36. So the Braves 7-5, or 8-5, excuse me, as they head up the road to take on the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg and the Eagles of Bald Eagle Area. You may or may not be there. We don't know, but it's been great having
you try.
Here again tonight. And then
it's always a pleasure with you, Steve.
The Braves wrap up the dual meet season next Tuesday when they travel out to take on Bellefonte. And, you know, the funny thing was is I was going through looking at all the makeups and everything and getting the schedule together, and I thought, we don't wrestle Mifflinburg this year.
No.
We've never, not ever, never not wrestled Mifflinburg.
Nope, that was the one we dropped. We dropped Mifflinburg
and Midwest
this year.
Yep, absolutely. That surprised me.
Two teams we wrestled for a very long time.
Yeah. And both teams definitely on the upswing. It would have been nice to have them.
Definitely.
But we do not. So I guess with that from the Lock of Jim, we're again the final score, Shiklemy 39 and Milton 36. Join me again on Saturday when the Braves travel to Bald Eagle Area for a doubleheader against the Eagles and the Hollidaysburg Golden Tigers. From Mark Lawrence, high atop our Blue Hill Studios, and Bobby Stupsick, this is Steve Williams inviting you back next week when the Braves throw it down on the Resolute. Shiklemy Brave High School Wrestling is a News Radio 1070 WKOK Sports presentation. Good evening.